Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. We're still making some final touches on our migration. This is craziness, but the new site is so close. In addition, we're also in the middle of developing our mobile apps. One, which we hope to have out within the next month, maybe the next week or two, is Dating Kinky News and Events, where you can get updates based on your interests. For example, when a new podcast is out, or for specific events, or when I write about something you're into, like communication or boundaries. This app will send push notifications right to your mobile device, so you'll never miss what you want to explore, read, hear, join in on. And you don't have to worry about checking email. The other app is our iOS, with Android soon to follow, Messenger app for Dating Kinky. Take DK with you wherever, with chat, audio, and video with your new favorite kinky people. But on to today's topic. I'm a little different in how I think. You probably know this by now, right? Or maybe you're just meeting me. Well, I think a bit differently than most people. I always have. For a good portion of my life, that set me apart and made me feel alone until I learned how to human, as I call it. Part of it is my biology. Part of it is how I was raised. And a big part of it is that I've had amazing luck most of my life, and it's reinforced my oddness and differentness because I've been rewarded for it. Not unlike the subconscious manipulation I wrote about not too long ago. But I digress, which I do a lot. Have you ever heard of Project Implicit? Implicit.harvard.edu. It's a Harvard project designed to test our implicit biases in many things: ability, race, gender roles, and more. I've taken a few tests there, and I've always been surprised. And then, well, not surprised, because I know I think differently. Sometimes I just don't know how different. For example, my first test there was about race, several years ago. I figured that I wanted to know if I was a bigot so I could do something about it. So I steeled myself and took the test, pretty damn sure in the belief that I had no bias. I was wrong. I took it again. Still wrong. In the same way. So I figured I'd take the test on sexual orientation. Again, with a hubris that I'm not biased. Turns out I am. That left me with something to chew over, and I have. Today I ran across an article, "Until I Was a Man, I Had No Idea How Good Men Had It at Work." And in reading it, there was a link to Project Implicit, inviting me to take the gender roles test. To check my bias on assigning gender roles to career or family. Of course, I still thought I wasn't biased. I can be slow sometimes. And I was still wrong. I don't just often think differently from others. I often think differently than I think I think. And knowing that matters. Because that's actually pretty true of most people. When we think about how we think differently than when we don't think about how we think, or when we think on automatic pilot. The unexamined life and all that. Which leads me to the idea that I have biases and kink, just like life. I know we all do, collectively. For example, unknown dominant men are the most likely to be predators. People who do this kink BDSM thing for sex are doing it wrong. Submissives are weak. Sluts are immoral or unsafe. Virgins are useless or scared. And blah, blah, blah. Of course, you don't think all or any of these things. But you do have biases. You can be sure of that. We all do. Which is why I write and do this podcast. I don't actually do it to convince anyone of anything. The way I think is different than most, and it would not suit every human on this earth. I do this to inspire thinking about how we think, and possibly shedding light on another way to think that may not be right for you, but may inspire something else. Or may convince you that you are right, right now, as you are. That's awesome too. Oh, my results? Am I a racist, sexist, whatever phobe? Yes, ish. Your responses suggested a slight automatic association for male with family and female with career. My bias is actually slightly towards women at work and men at home. Slightly towards people with darker skin, hair, and eye color. And slightly towards non-straight people. A direct opposite of most humans taking the test. In fact, in gender roles, I'm in 9% of humans who are not either neutral, 17%, slightly biased, 19%, moderately biased, 32%, or strongly biased, 24%, towards men in careers and women focused on family. Go figure. Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me on datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes. And on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. Find us on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official. All one word. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.